Hey, welcome back, Whoa, Whoa, Land. It's a pretty big story. Oil prices climbing as the EU announced a proposal to phase out Russian oil over about the next 6 months. To talk more about this, we have oil and gas industry expert Jay Young. Good morning, Jay.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I am well. Now, I got to be honest, there are some wild predictions out there about what this proposal essentially could mean when it comes to future prices for oil. What are your predictions?
Yeah, it's not going to look good for people at the pump, you know, when they go fill up their gas tank, because, with the EU pulling out of Russia, United States pulling out of Russia, we're going to have supply concerns. We don't have the supply in the United States. We don't have supply, and when we need it, when the demand is up, you know, during the summertime when we're driving, or at the end of this year when we need oil, we're not going to have it like we did, during the Trump administration. So prices are going to go higher.
Okay. With that being said, so this is, we're looking at a timeline of 6 months. Can we stick to that according to the EU, or could it happen sooner or later? I mean, what is kind of the timeline for this?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of weaning ourselves off and finding what they're doing is they're optimistic about they're going to find the oil from other places, right? I mean, the world demand for oil is 100 million barrels a day. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to see and trying to make sure that they can get that oil from other countries and OPEC and things of that nature, which I'm hearing that they're going to start increasing their production relatively soon, which is what our hopes are, because we don't want to see these oil prices going up. I'm afraid that's what's going to happen, but they don't want to see it going up. But if they can't find a supply, then they obviously, it may take longer, it may take, shorter, but I don't see them just kind of, there's not that much, there's not like 120, 30 million barrels that we can just flip a switch and turn on, and we're only turning on 100 million a day. So you see what I'm saying? I mean, it's like we just don't have the oil all around the world that we can just turn on and off at any given moment from a spigot, if you will. So it's going to take a long time, but it's also going to, prices are going to stay up for a long period of time.
What about the odds, I guess, of the president, maybe finally saying drill, baby, drill? Is that, or will that maybe finally be an option for him?
Yeah, he's starting to say that now. I mean, he was blaming the, I mean, he was saying that, hey, we don't want to drill. We want to go, clean. We don't want to do this. And now he's saying, oh, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Prices are too high. We need to drill. But there's still a lot of regulations, and it would be a lot easier for a lot of companies like ours. I mean, we drill in Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, and those three states are real, real easy. I mean, we'll get a rig next week. But in Colorado, Wyoming, California, those states are real bad.
Yeah.
So not only federal regulations and some of the leases that they have, but also states, but also public companies. Public companies aren't drilling. I mean, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal on Saturday that said that they're giving cash back to investors, and they're not putting the drill bit in the ground and starting to drill again. That's a problem, because they have so much cash, but they're not drilling. And also a lot of private equity companies, endowments, people that used to invest in oil and gas aren't doing it. So it's not just it's not just Biden, but that is one cog in the wheel. They need the public companies, private institutions. I mean, it would take a lot for us to really get to where we were before. And under Trump, we're paying $2 at the pump. We're paying $4 and $5. I'm afraid it's not going to go down below the $4 mark for a long period of time, only because we're not drilling. And like I said, it's not just Biden. There is a lot of other things going on. With Russia now, we're not buying Russian oil, and the Keystone Pipeline should, I don't know if it's ever going to come back or not, but that would be a great asset for the country, is to have that, because, hey, the Canadian oil, would have replaced the Russian oil if it wouldn't have been stopped, you know, when Biden first came in office. So, I mean, there's a lot of things, and it's not and to turn on, you know, an oil and gas program or an oil and gas area, you know, such as Alaska or, you know, Wyoming or these other places. It's not just to, you know, turn something on and all of a sudden it's just going to come out. It takes months. I mean, it takes 3 months, 6 months, 9 months before we really see all the different areas and see the production increase and go, oh, okay, well, now we're seeing 1 million barrels a day from this one area or 2 million barrels. You know, it's like the Permian Basin. You know, that's been going strong for so long, and it continues to go strong, and so it's increasing its production. But well, other areas, it takes longer.
Let me ask you this, Jay. You're obviously the expert. I am not. Forgive me, and I just don't know. Hypothetically, let's say we put the drill bit back in the ground and we lifted some of these permits and some of the red tape. With everything you just said, would it be possible for the U.S. to fill this supply need?
Yeah, and that's a good question, too, because, you know, we don't have the infrastructure and we don't have the refineries. I mean, even under Trump, you know, we're at 14.2, 14.3 million barrels a day. We were exporting some of our oil that we had because of the refineries in the United States are just not, we don't have enough refinery capacity. If we had bigger refineries and if our demand was less, our demands, you know, we need 20 million barrels a day. That's our appetite. So if we're making 14 and exporting oil, what's the difference and why are we doing that? Why don't we use it all? Well, because of the refineries, and we're not able to do that. So even if we got up to 14, which I feel like we will, you know, there's probably about 60-70% of the rigs running right now, but wells are coming in bigger. They're longer laterals. They're coming in bigger right now. So I feel like production will get up to that level, but we're still, our demand in the United States is still 20 million. It's still increasing.
Yeah, can't change that.
You know, we have electric cars, but it's going to take time.
Yeah.
It's going to take time.
Well, Jay, I appreciate your time this morning breaking it all down for us.
Hey, thank you. Go to my website, kingoperating.com, if you need more information.
You got it, my man. That is oil and gas industry expert Jay Young joining us here on WoWo. Michael McIntyre joins us next with the top three things you need to know coming up here on WoWo.
Podcasts by Federated Media.